Welcome back to Beyond Boundaries. It's Alexa.
This is Lionel.
And this week we have it's a different topic than what we usually cover. So, you know, there's a lot of views when it comes to like religion. And the reason why I'm bringing this up and why I think this is relevant to speak upon is because, well, Lionel just converted, so you're a Muslim now,
yes,
I believe.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't know much about, you know, that religion in particular. So, I don't know. Is there like something you kind of want to touch base on with us? You know, let us in why you made that decision?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been in contact with God and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But this past couple months to a year, I've been really questioning, like, which route do I want to go? Because I was born a Christian, born and raised Christian, and I was like, well, like, I'm an adult now. You know, it's not forced on me anymore to, like, go to church and, you know, read the Bible and stuff like that. So, now self-reflecting, I'm asking myself, is that what I want to, you know, go by? Or do I want to, like, you know, start with afresh?
But, you know, there's millions of religions out there. Like, why did you, like, pick that in particular? Like, because like people get a calling, like they're attracted to certain like spiritual paths, but like how did you get from being a Christian to, you know what, I'm gonna pick this to be my path?
So being a Christian and being a Muslim is the same thing. They follow the same God, and you know, they believe that there's only one God and stuff like that. The only difference is the Christians believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and the Muslim people believe that Jesus was a prophet of God. That's the only two difference between being a Christian and being a Muslim person. And at the end of the day, it's still the same thing. And even the Bible and the Quran, they are the same thing. Like if you go back and like kind of compare both of them, it's the same thing.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. There's only a couple of things that like changed, because the Bible was like written by, like, it got edited as the time went by.
Yeah, there is a lot of different versions of the Bible nowadays.
But the Quran was never edited before.
So it's still the original?
It's still the original till this day. Okay. Not even once. But if you still look through it, there's still the same, but just the man made one got a couple touches to it, to where you can still see the similarity to it.
And why do you think people fall back? Like, why do you think people choose God to lean on? Like, I understand, like, why you chose to be a Muslim, but it's like, why do people choose religion in general?
Why? I mean, I chose religion because I wanted to get closer to God, because I feel like I've been slacking when it comes to God this past couple of years, to where I feel, you know, praying 5 times a day. And praying to God and, you know, asking for forgiveness and stuff like that just make me feel more closer to God. You know what I mean? To where some people feel like being a Christian that I was, I only prayed once a day or even once every other day. You know what I mean? To where when you're a Muslim, it's like you're kind of not, you are obligated to pray 5 times a day.
Oh.
You know? And if you miss it, you can make it up at your next prayer. You know what I mean? To where when I was a Christian, when I would miss a prayer, I'd just be like, it's okay. You know what I mean?
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
So it kind of like applies more self-discipline to you. Well, more in between the relationships with you and... Do you guys say God? Is it God as well?
Yeah, it's God. You can say Allah, but...
Allah.
Yeah, but it's God.
Well, I mean, I feel like the word God has an old, like... a universal meaning. Like,
true.
I feel like a lot of people think that it's just someone or something, you know, but, you know, I feel like just the word in general could be defined on whatever you it is that yourself consider God to be.
Last episode, I remember you were talking about a 7-day fast. Is it something religious to you, or?
Well, it, to an extent, I will say, like, Buddhism, for example, like, everyone knows, like, what a Buddha is, like, everyone sees pictures and everyone follows all the symbolings, but I feel like not many people know what it actually is. So it's not like there's not a particular book you follow. Mm-hmm. It's not like a particular temple or guides that you have to obey, you know, because I notice religion is a lot about do and don'ts. But with Buddhism, it's like, well, the 7-day fast, you know, there's a quote, and it's like, the weakening of the body often leans to the strengthening of the mind. And it was more of a total heart and mind reset. And ultimately, it's like, the only one that can save you is yourself. So it's not about, it's not a religion, but it's more about seeking enlightenment, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, basically higher connection.
Yeah, but you're not seeking a connection with anything in particular, but more within yourself.
Okay.
So within the Buddhist teachings, it's more of a being at peace within yourself with the philosophy of love and kindness, and understanding that at the end of the day, that we are all beings going through the same torments, trying to get through the same paths of life. And it kind of teaches you to be a bit more compassionate towards one another, like not allowing things to like bother you in the sense that they usually would. Mm. With Buddhism, it's more of a do whatever you got to do to find yourself.
Okay.
You know, so it's different for sure. It's based on, like, you say praying. So I guess praying and meditating would kind of be the same. But, well, with my history, with, like, my relationship with God, if you want to say, it's kind of like, you know, when you pray, you kind of, like, ask or you say this or what you've done and this and this and that or whatever. It's kind of like a confession, mm-hmm. for an example. Well, that's how I see it, at least. But, like, when you meditate, it's kind of like, say, for example, you're, like, about to cross a traffic stop, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And you see all these cars, right?
Right.
And all these cars symbolize, like, all your thoughts, all your feelings, emotions, like, everything that troubles and goes through your mind during a daily basis. And it's not about getting rid of them or making them stop. It's more about taking a step back and acknowledging what is there for what is there, and being at peace with what is there, and regardless of the circumstances. So, like, I guess with that being said, it's, do you think there's any, like, similarities between any religion in general? Like, let's say for this one, for example, we have being a Muslim and following Buddhism. Do you think they're familiar in any type of way?
I mean, I know there is some stuff. Familiar, I don't really know much about Buddhism, so I can say, you can let me know if it's, you know, the same. But talking about, you know, comparing and stuff like that, I know with being a Muslim, you have to pray facing the Kaaba.
The what?
The Kaaba.
What's that?
I'll display it on the screen right here. Let me show you. But yeah, so you basically facing the Kaaba, you know. You know, you're facing the Mecca, and everybody prays facing that, and you do pray 5 times a day.
Mm.
So you pray, let's say, you pray, like, early in the morning, like, right after lunchtime, so around 1 o'clock, then you pray another one at 4 in the evening, then you pray the last one around, you know, dinner time or late. So about 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And it changes too. It varies. The time changes. But like, most of them shift for like a couple minutes. Sometimes forward. Sometimes backward.
Hmm.
That's what I learned so far. And if you guys have anything, you know, if you guys are familiar with the religion, just let us know, you know, stuff that we can learn. And
yeah. Because I mean, like, I do meditate. And you know, like, there's like teachings that you can follow as well, but it's like, I'm also not a monk,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, it's just superficial. Like, my knowledge is very limited on that sense, but it's more of a feel thing for me. I feel like I'm a very energetic person. Like, it's not of a, an understanding, but a feeling. So, yeah, I don't really, like, I just wish I could just flash drive everything that goes in my mind and just show you guys. It's just so nice in there.
So, quick question. Practicing the Buddhism, how long do you guys have to fast for?
The thing is, fasting is not a mandatory thing. So, the story behind fasting is, so Buddha, you know, the prophet or whatever, when we meditate, you know, it's originally supposed to be, you know, like legs crossed and then like your left foot goes over your right foot goes on top of your left thigh. So it's kind of like a crisscross applesauce and like usually your hands above, your thighs as well. And it's not about meditating, but it's more about waking up, if that makes sense. And it's kind of funny to say that because it's like, how can I have this conversation, this conscious conversation with you right now if I'm not awake? But it's like, you know, during like as time has passed, you know, we've just gotten very distracted with like social medias and like constant dopamine, you know, constantly make us forget and not think. And I don't want to listen to my thoughts. And it's more of a being able to be conscious enough to realize what you're going through and acknowledge everything that you're going through and not stopping your thoughts, but going through the thoughts. It's kind of like a wave, you know, like our emotions drive by as seasons. So it's just a ride through them like a season, I guess.
Okay. But yeah, so being a Muslim, one thing that I learned is to start, I guess they have to make sure the moon is out. I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's like they have a different calendar to for the fast to start. It's a different calendar.
Oh, and, it is that your fasting month. I remember. Right. Okay.
And like last year, I remember it was like, but it was not in March. It was like May or June when it fasted last year. But now it's in March, you know what I mean?
What's it called again? Do you know by any chance?
What?
The fast. It's the something.
It's Ramadan.
Oh, Ramadan.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's, to my understanding, it's there's no food, no water, and no touch of a woman from sun up to sundown.
And so my wife tells me, you know, her father told her to, is fasting without prayers, it's invalid. So why are you fasting? Because the Ramadan's month is the most holiest month of, you know, the whole year. And your prayers are, you know, multiplies by like 100 toward God. So yeah, fasting without prayers are invalid fasting. You know what I mean? Like, while you fast, the holiest month while you fast, when you pray, your prayers are multiplied by like 100 or 1,000. You know, that's how God takes it. Mm. So it's just important that you just keep up with, you know, your dues throughout the month of Ramadan, because that's when you achieve, how do you call it? Is it the highest rank with God? Or?
It would be like the highest spiritual connection, or like the way I see it, like not trying to be disrespectful or anything, but like religion. I kind of see it like a video game. Like, oh my God, I'm going to hell for this. Okay. Perdón, Dios mío. Pero, no, but for real, it's like you start off and it's like, it makes no sense. Like, you don't get it. You don't feel it. Like, it's like air. You know about it, but you don't feel it. You don't see it. So how do you believe in it?
You just breathe it.
You just breathe it. Exactly. Like, you just let it be. And it's like over time, you know, with time and time again, you go through events in life and you become more spiritually connected to this higher being or higher force or God, Allah, what you call him.
Yeah.
So I feel like over time, like, you start pairing up and it's almost like a pair of glasses. Like, you well, for me at least, is because I noticed that religion, it's more about asking for forgiveness and forgive my sins, but in the Buddha teachings, it's more like you are born every single morning. So what happened yesterday is no longer relevant.
Okay.
What you do today won't be relevant tomorrow. And it's a little overwhelming because, you know, we go through our daily activities and it's like so many things, so many stressors, like on and off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like, but none of this matter, because if you think about it, you know, you can zoom out of the world enough and it eventually disappears. And it's pretty crazy because it's like, we're not asking for forgiveness, but there's a quote I think about a lot, and it's like, your happiness is determined by the quality of your thoughts. Your thoughts determine like how you perceive as a person and how you perceive everyone else around you. So I feel like it's very different to like any religion in general.
Okay. But yeah, really, I'm looking forward like to this upcoming month and year, since I'm still new to the religion, because I converted myself, I went to the mosque and converted last Friday. So yesterday was 1 week of me being a Muslim. So far I enjoy it. I'm loving the community. They are really welcoming. That's one thing that I love, is everybody shaking my hand and saying welcome, and you know, and if you need help, you know, here's my number, reach out to me, call if you need, you know, some explanation, go ahead and reach out. So I'm really hoping to learn more from the people in the community, and I hope that God guide me toward him, you know, him more, and me and my family. So I'm looking forward to, I'm not pushing myself, I'm going slow and, you know, learning as I go. So yeah,
tip of the iceberg. No, like it's the tip of the iceberg. Like, mm-hmm. It seems like a big thing, but in reality, it's only the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
when you said that, you know, it came to my mind. Guys, Titanic.
The Titanic, Jack. Don't let go, Jack.
Bro, all right, quick question. What would you do if you and your partner were, you know, Jack and
Jack and Rosie?
And Rosie.
Rose.
So what are you guys doing? Because I have a good thing in mind.
What do you mean? Like, if the ship sinks?
Yeah, like are you going to be the one in the water? Or are you going to be the one on the little boat? Bro?
I feel like I would take one for the team. Because, you know, the water is cold and...
It's basically meditation.
Yeah, temperature and mental temperature.
Listen to this analogy, right? I'm going to be in the water for 5 minutes, and then we switch. You get in the water for 5 minutes, then I come up to get the little warmth.
I feel like once you're inside of the water and then you get like exposed to the air,
it's going to be cold as hell.
Yeah, because it was December, no? Right. When the ship sank.
My partner can lay on top of me.
The balance, though, that it's going to take.
Hey, better not move. It should move.
When you think about it, yeah, like, let's keep each other warm.
If you move a little bit, I'm going to throw you down the water. Don't move. Don't make a sudden movement. We're going to be dead.
But it was... What if it... Do you think if it was too, like, heavy, it would have sinked?
Probably could. You know what? Think about this. Like sardines. Kind of cuddle each other, hold each other really hard, and just like
don't roll,
but just
I remember in the film that thing just took like a fucking tortilla, like hot potato.
You know what, somebody lives on this edge and the other person lives on the other edge. You gotta balance it out. So if like me, I'm a bigger person, so I'm gonna put like half of my weight on there, kind of like balance it out,
be like swimming doggy style.
Yeah, that kind of balance it out. Or I can sit at the other end, and you know, my wife can sit on the other end, and we kind of balance it out to where it's not rolling.
Play ping pong. that's gonna help with like the balance and stuff. I keep it steady.
Kind of balance it out.
Yeah,
it was a weird shift, but yeah,
weird shift. How did we go from being a Muslim to the fucking Titanic?
I don't know, but yeah. It was great. It's a great
tip of the iceberg, fucking Titanic, Jack. I know.
My brain is not here, but that's what happens when you record at 3 in the morning.
It's 3 a.m. in the morning.
All right, so this was Beyond Bungie's podcast, and I'm Lionel.
Alexa.
And we are out. And one thing, please make sure to check us out on all the listening
platforms.
Yeah, so Apple Podcasts and Spotify, our Beyond Bungie's podcast. Follow our Instagram and our TikTok. We're going to have all of them in the description. And make sure to watch on YouTube our Beyond Bungie's podcast.
That is true. Lionel's working really hard on his setup.
Yes, I've been,
you would appreciate the visual.
Right, if you watch the videos, you will see that we've been working hard.
We're trying.
So, thank you for listening and watching, and we're out.
Deuces.
Peace. Thank you.